classic rock. It was Bob Seger, Dog and Joe Show. Well, finally, Roger Goodell sent out a letter yesterday, and the letter starts with this. Roger Goodell saying, "We live in a country that can feel very divided." The commissioner says the league office has developed a plan in his letter that's going to be presented next week. And what it's going to discuss is this current problem of people standing, kneeling, interlocking hands with the national anthem. And I say, come on, Goodell, really? You're going to do something now? This is just getting good and exciting. It's only been going on for over a year now. Now you're going to step in with a plan for you and the owners and the play? No, let's let this thing, blow up. Let's just let it keep antagonizing and eating away at the fabric of our nation and just irritating the fans and the play. Let it just build till it blows.
What else could possibly happen now, though? I mean, he's got the president of the United States asking the vice president of the United States to physically leave a football game if they do that.
Yeah, what he's doing is he's having a digital battle. He's having a digital duel with the president. And the president, again, he sent out more tweets today. And in this body of what he sent out yesterday, this paperwork, NFL owners now are, because of what Goodell said, considering changing the league rules to force the NFL players and all team members at a mandatory stance during the national anthem. And the owners are going to discuss this, I guess, in a week. They're going to sit down. They're going to find out, should they do it? Are they going to make them stand at attention? Are they going to face the flag? Are they going to make them hold helmets? Are they going to refrain from talking? What is it that they're going to do? Are they going to let them interlock hands? Are they going to not let them do that? Are they going to half kneel? This is all going to be discussed. So I ask you this, 766-9370, should a company be allowed to force its employees to stand? Should they? Now,
should a company be allowed to force its employees to stand
for a national anthem? And again, majority of people are saying that the NFL is wrong to force players to do this. I just saw a recent poll on TV, on News 10. Majority of the people that chimed in said no, they don't think the NFL should force the players. Do you think they should be forced to stand for the national anthem?
Oh, gosh.
766-9370.
I don't know about that. I mean, I don't know. I don't like forcing people to do anything.
Uh-huh.
I'm a patriot. I love America.
You're a liar. When you say you're a patriot, I can see right through it. You're a liar. You're not a patriot.
I fly a flag.
Okay. That's all that you do that's patriotic, though.
I know the Pledge of Allegiance.
Okay. Anything else you do that's patriotic?
I can sing the Star Spangled Banner.
I pay my taxes.
I pay my taxes.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Here's where I stand on this. 766-9370. Sometimes you vote.
I vote for presidents.
Yeah, but you haven't voted in every election.
Since I was 18.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you missed some.
Only presidential elections. I don't vote for anything else.
Yeah, you don't care about the city. You don't care about the state. None of that boring stuff. The stuff that actually really affects you locally.
I wouldn't go down there and vote if I had to for stuff like that.
766-9370, should you be forced to stand? And I know it's kind of a silly question because most people don't have a national anthem at work where they go, you know, you're going out to paint a house, you know, the job site usually doesn't have a Pledge of Allegiance or a national anthem song. Most people that work down at the state, they don't do that. But what if they forced you to? Should they be allowed? Let's go to Mark. Well, scratch your chin.
Goodness me.
766-9370. Mark, good morning.
Mark, good morning. Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Good, brother.
All right. Hey, no, you know what? As much as this irks me that they do not, quote unquote, want to stand, I do not think it should be forced. You know, I think, you know, when we look at the NFL, we look at these people as our, you know, some people look at them as their heroes, whatever it is. I want to know if I'm wearing a jersey, I want to know who the hell I'm supporting. So when you go from that aspect, and I also don't think anything that you love and believe in should be forced. If they want to stand and they want to show patriotism to their country, let them do it. If they want to take a knee, let them define who they are so we know who they are when we're supporting them or choose to or not to.
I think that is a very outstanding point, and here's why. See, the NFL now, they've done too little, far too late. So by forcing these people to do it, they think it's going to get the heat off their back.
Mm-hmm.
They're missing the point that you just brought up, Mark, and it's a fantastic point. why would you force people to do something that don't want to do it? It's already out. The mask has already been taken off. Mr. Jenkins down the dirt road. We know what these players believe in and what they feel and who they support or what they support. So by forcing them, it's fake. It's fake. That's now. Right. And I said long ago, all Roger Goodell should have done when this started happening was not televising the players and the anthem. If they want to show the anthem on TV, that's fantastic. But don't give the audience the distraction. Don't let people get caught up in what's going on socially or politically.
That's what makes it bigger than it is.
They came to watch the football game. You're a football company. Give them what they came for. Don't let the other stuff infiltrate. So he never did that. They let this thing just run, I mean, off the rails and out of control for all. It's been over a year now because Kaepernick started this in preseason in 2016. So it's well over a year, and he's done nothing to it. And your point, Mark, I'm telling you, it's spot on. Why would you support a team that doesn't want to do it or not support them? Either way, appreciate the call. John, welcome.
Welcome. How are you?
Good, John.
Good. Say no, I answered your question. I don't think that we should make anyone do anything against their will here in the United States. That's what our troops fought for, to protect our rights and our freedom. That's what the flag's about. I think it's disrespectful to not stand against racism and against people not being able because of the skin color. We need to stand up for one another here in America.
Oh, man, your phone, I'm sorry, your phone is awful.
I agree with exactly everything he just said. We need to stand up for each other in this country.
So what if the company you work for says you're going to stand up for us because we said so?
I agree also with what the first caller said and with what you said. It's a good point. How does it make someone who's angry about watching them kneel?
Change their viewpoint?
It wouldn't. If they're forced to do something they don't believe in, they're doing it just so they can keep a job. That doesn't change anything.
Oh,
really? I mean, it changes what you see when you're watching the game, but that's a valid point you make right there.
Yeah.
They're forced to do it. It doesn't really mean they don't care one bit about it.
Last Sunday, the story came out from CBS. CBS having a tough time now with delivering accurate news. CBS said that, hey, Kaepernick,
always been a poor network.
Don't go that far. Don't go that far. Every now and again, when you deliver a lot of good news, sometimes stuff falls through the cracks.
But dog's favorite network, CBS.
CBS has had a tough time lately reporting some accurate stories. They said that Kaepernick told one of the reporters that he would stand if given a job. Then they went back and sourced it, and the guy that started that rumor said, well, he never really said that, but he alluded to the fact that he might. But Kaepernick never said out and out, I would stand if a team hired me. So if you saw that story at the beginning of this week, they could not validate that.
Okay.
He never came out and said, hey, give me a job, Tampa Bay, or give me a job, Cincinnati, and I'll stand. Those words never came from his mouth.
Could he really go on record and say that after he's the one who started this?
Hey, again, you know, how long are you going to leave your refrigerator unplugged? How long are you going to leave the top of the freezer bare with steaks? How long is this hunger strike going to last until you get that burn in your belly? At some point, you got to go back and feed yourself or do something. Let's do this one. Steve, welcome.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hi, Steve.
Answer 3-3.
Oh, yes, you are, neighbor. Woo-hoo-hoo!
I'm going to lend a little different perspective to this. You have 1,440 minutes in a day. Okay. You have 10,080 minutes in a week. If you can't give 1 minute a week to stand for the flag that literally millions of men and women have died for, you don't deserve to play in my book.
Hey, we'll stop right there. 766-9370. More calls after these.